Paso.
Every trials and temptation.
Play with it.
Is there trouble anywhere?
Amen. Trouble everywhere.
We should never be discouraged.
Right. Yep.
Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful?
Yeah, faithful.
Who will all our souls share?
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus knows our every need.
Yes, he does.
Take it to the Lord in prayer.
Amen. Good job, our sister Eva.
Hi, Miss Dottie Wade.
Dottie on there?
Mm-hmm.
Morning, baby.
Does anybody else have a request or have a song?
Big mouth.
Hey, Rita, can I interrupt for just a second? Right away?
Yeah.
I just checked, and 41 minutes ago, Chelsea said that Maverick passed away.
We've been praying for him.
Yes,
God has something better than mine.
Yes.
Bible says, "Part be of Christ, far better." I hate to hear it.
Yes.
The Bible said, "There's rejoicing in the presence of the angels of God."
Prayers for this family.
Yes.
This little child has suffered here on earth, but he'll suffer no more.
No more.
Amen.
Our pastor said, "Sometimes God heals there.
Yeah.
Sometimes God heals there, but God always heals." Yeah. And my prayer was that Patrick be raised up, be a mighty man of God.
Yes, I heard.
Now I guess he's going to be a mighty man of God in heaven, amen.
Amen, that's right.
Come on in, Brother James, Sister Patty. It's about to get on in here. God bless you, Tammy.
Oh, my goodness.
Perfect song. What a friend we have in Jesus.
They said yesterday they thought they was going to have to move into another hospital.
Yeah.
Wow.
Ed got in here just a minute ago.
Got on in here. Song. This is some of a lot of people in here. Some of their favorite songs. I know it's mine.
Bless you, Rita.
We just asked God to heal him. We didn't say how to do it, did we?
It's just hard.
Yeah. A lot of things in this life we'll never understand until we get to heaven.
No, that's right. No.
Bless the Lord.
us forgiven from the past.
Bless you, Rita.
Someday. I will. One day I know I will.
Sing it, Rita.
Someday. Friends will gather me.
Bless you, Rita. Bless you.
With nothing but the kindest words to say. At the sweetest times of love, us forgiven from the past.
Song for the hour. Little Maverick had family in heaven. They're saying, bring him home. His family down here saying, Lord, heal him.
Yeah.
It's a strange verse in the Bible. Isaiah chapter 57, verse 1 says, the righteous perish,
yes,
and merciful men are taken away.
Yes.
And none considereth. They're taken away from the evil that's to come.
Right.
We looked at what we saw about little Maverick. God saw something we didn't see.
Mm-hmm.
He said, bring him home.
Amen.
One day, like Sister Rita just sung, one day we'll understand. We'll lead the parade. We'll be with the blessed, the saints of God to graduate this life. That have already seen what no eyes ever seen. That have already heard what no ears ever heard. That have already looked upon what's never ended in the hearts of men. The things that God has prepared.
Yeah.
For those that love Him, looked His appearing. Down here, Brother Ed, I'm a little jealous.
Yeah.
Patrick, bless his heart. He didn't have to worry about all the things we put up with every day. Being shamed. Being faced with sin, an ugly face, trying to tell him he's a girl instead of a boy, trying to mess with him from day of birth all the way to the grave.
He bypassed every bit of that and went straight to heaven. I have to admit, I'm a little jealous. I kind of wish I could go join him right now. I'll tell you this, if we could go join him right now, there wouldn't be a single hand there to say, can I go back? No. Wouldn't be a one.
That's right.
Every one of us. I'll tell you, see, every one of us say it's a good place to be.
Amen.
Yeah, they got to sit just a little bit with Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration. They said, boy, it's a pretty good place to be. Let's build something right here and stay right here. But we can't stay there. Here, we can stay there when we get there. Amen. Down here, there's work to do. Down here, there's souls need to be saved. Down here, I'm telling you, there's souls need to be sung. There's messages need to be preached. We need to draw nigh to God that He can draw nigh to us, because I'm telling you, buddy, now is our salvation nearer than when we believe. We ain't there yet, but we're a day closer, Brother Mitchell, than we was yesterday. Amen. Oh my.
Yeah.
Looking a little bit of the news last night, and they've shot down a third flying object besides the balloon. They got the privilege to look upon all of our military bases and all of our weaknesses. Every one of these have been shot down. One got shot down in Alaska. One got shot down in Canada last night. One got shot down at the skirt of Montana. But that's four total that have been shot down. This makes me get homesick, I'm just telling you, buddy. I'm seeing this stuff coming. I know what's going on. And I'll just tell you, I'm glad God had something better in mind for us. Man, I wouldn't want to live down here too long. I'm telling you, 70 years seemed like a long time to live down here. I read about some in the Old Testament lived to be, 800-900 years old. I don't want to live that long. I especially don't want to live that long here, amen.
Yeah.
But we'll take our text this morning out of Genesis chapter number 18. If you want to open up your Bible, Genesis chapter number 18. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer before we even read our text. We've got a lot of sick people out there.
Right.
We've got some grieving people out there.
Right.
I listened to two men of God preach this morning. Both of them said, I'm convinced that we pray. But he said, I'm also convinced that we don't pray enough. I don't know if there is such a thing as being able to pray enough. Jesus said in Luke 18:1, He would that all men everywhere might pray and not faint. I believe all we ever do is faint, seldom ever pray. We've already prayed for these people we're going to be praying for, with the exception of Maverick's family.
Yes.
We've been earnestly praying for Maverick.
Yes, we have.
But, Jesus is not, He's not the God of the dead, He's the God of the living. Little Maverick never even got an opportunity to sin. God just bypassed every bit of that, took him straight on home.
Amen.
And I don't have the answers about why he was in the circumstances that he was in. I don't have the answers of why he suffered so, but I do know this. He's in good hands now.
Amen.
Yeah. I do know that. Bible tells us, be absent from the body, be present with the Lord. Paul, that got caught up in the third heaven, said it's far better. And Jesus said, I'll go away and prepare a place for you, that where I am, there you may be also. All the promises of God in Jesus are yea and amen.
Yeah.
Father God, we come to you this morning, Lord, with heavy hearts.
Yeah.
Lord, we loved little Maverick, didn't even know him. Lord, just got acquainted with him through prayer and through burden, Lord, to see him get better. Lord, we've done all we could do here. Doctors done all they could do here. Lord, you've done something none of us could do. Lord, you took him from this body of death and gave him a better body, a glorified body. One like unto yours, Lord. He's taking a tour of heaven right now, just like Sister Rita just sung, Lord. He's leading in the parade up there. Lord, angels of God are rejoicing.
Yes.
The people of God are rejoicing. Lord, you're rejoicing. The Bible talks about There's rejoicing in the presence of the angels of God.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure that's you. But Lord, we thank you for little Maverick. Lord, he touched our hearts. Lord, he provoked us to prayer. And we spent a lot of nights weeping and praying over him. And I pray, Lord, knowing, Father, that you're the God of all comfort. Lord, that comforts us in all of our troubles and tribulations. You carry us, Lord, when we can't go on. Lord, you give us, Lord, the grace of God to be able to bear the things that are unbearable here. Help these, Lord, that are hurting, that are grieving, that are sorrowing on behalf of little Maverick. Lord, we want it better. We want it different. But Lord, your will be done. Even Jesus said, not my will, but thine be done. We know, Lord, your will is the best. We pray the best, Lord, for little Maverick. We pray for his mother and father and for his family. Lord, that they might be able to accept and understand God had something better in mind. Father, we pray for Sister Joanne Smith. Lord, had Rita sing that song, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. Woo! Oh my. Friend of sinners. Thank you, Lord, for being our friend. Thank you, Lord, for sticking closer than a brother. Thank you, Lord, for loving at all times unlovable people like us. Oh my. Thank you for Sister Joanne. Lord, I pray you'd ease her burden. I pray you'd send a blessing her way today. We love her. We miss her, Lord. I pray, Lord, for Patrick and Sarah. Lord, their family, they're all sick, got strep. We pray for them, God. Pray, God, Lord, you're the Lord God that healeth us. Lord, you sent your word and you healed your people. And I pray you'd send a word to Patrick and Sarah and help them, Lord. Help them, Lord, I pray, to get well. Help the children, Lord, to get well. Lord, I pray that, Lord, you'd help them, Lord, in this sickness, Lord. Lord, we pray, Father God, Lord, for Mark and Kay. Lord, they're in decline of health. We love them. We pray for them, God. I pray you'll help Brother Mark with his hurts, with his pains. Help Sister Kay with her health. Put your blessings on them, Lord. Lord, we love them. We'd like to see them, Lord, not only, Lord, standing for the Word of God, but going with the grace of God. We pray for them, Lord. We love them, Lord. I pray, Lord, Father, for Kay's sister. I pray for Lily. I pray for Lake River. I pray for Kay's nephew. Lord, she asked us to pray for them. We pray for them, Lord. And Father God, we've got a lot of people in this church that, Lord, are possibly sick. We haven't seen Denny and Sue in a long time. Haven't seen James Starr, James Jr. in a long time. Haven't seen Jordan Casey in a long time. Lord, we just pray for them, Lord. If they are sick, Lord, I pray you'll heal them. Lord, I pray, Lord, Father, for this little church to be a blessing. I pray, dear God, Lord, you'd set the table today. Lord, that hungry souls could come and find bread and fish on the fire. Lord, my prayer this morning was that a lost soul gets saved today. Yes. I'd like to see them get saved here, Lord, but whether they get saved here or get saved by the way of the internet or the live stream from the Facebook live stream, Brother Ed's taking care of that. We just pray, Lord, somebody gets saved today. Lord, get the reward of your suffering for which you died and suffered, Lord, so that men could be saved. I pray you'll get that even today. In Jesus' name we ask it all. Amen. Say one more thing before I read my text here. Me and Brother Ed have been discussing about this for a long time. And we both are in agreement. We want to set aside Patrick and Brother Danny to be deacons of this church. We'll have a business meeting on. I want you to pray for them.
Yeah.
We've got our eye on them. We're both getting old, me and Brother Ed. We're not getting younger. If something does happen, me and Brother Ed, there'll be no leadership here. And you need leadership in a body of believers. We're looking for young men. And Danny Tibbs and Patrick Cherry, both are young men.
Yeah.
And we both put our eyes on them that they might make good candidates. If you're in agreement with us, pray for these young men. We'll have more to say about that in days to come. But keep them in prayer. We do need someone to step up to the plate. Me and Brother Ed, I'm telling you, buddy, Hebrews chapter 13, I believe it's verse number 20, says down here, we have no continuing city, but we seek one to come. Hey, I'm just going so far down here. That's as far as I'm going. My journey finish up there, amen. All right. I guess I can shut up now. Genesis chapter 18, starting in verse number 17. We'll read down to verse number, maybe verse 26. I was going to stop at verse 25. I may go ahead and read verse 26. And the Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I do? Boy, I'm glad God makes things known. He's making something known here to Abraham.
That's right.
Seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. For I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he has spoken of him. And the Lord said, because the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is very great, and because their sin is very grievous, I will go down now and see whether they've done altogether according to the cry of it, which has come unto me. And if not, I will know. And the men turned their faces from thence, went towards Sodom. But Abraham stood yet before the Lord. Abraham drew near. You know, the Bible tells us, draw nigh to God, he'll draw nigh to us. Abraham drew near and said, will thou also destroy the righteous with the wicked? That's a noble question. He went on to say, peradventure there be 50 righteous within the city. Will thou also destroy and not spare the place for the 50 righteous that are therein? You know, that's a noble request. He went on to say, that be far from thee to do after this manner, to slay the righteous with the wicked, that the righteous should be as the wicked. That be far from thee. Shall not the judge, it's our text verse here, shall not the judge of all the earth do right? And the Lord said, if I find in Sodom 50 righteous within the city, then I will spare all the place for their sake. I'm preaching today, shall God do right? And He will. But pray with us real quick. Lord, we thank You for this message today. I've never felt more willing, Lord, to deliver a message than this one right here. Lord, it may not even be needed, Lord, to this congregation, but I know it's needed for the hour in which we've come to live in, Lord. Lord, we've come down to a very ungodly day when men are lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. Lord, we know this is Super Bowl Sunday. We know, Lord, that affects a lot of people a lot of different ways. Lord, we're here today because we love the Lord. We want to be here today. And Lord, we have no axe to grind. But Lord, this message, Father, help us, I pray, to deliver it as You give it to us. And Lord, we promise to give You all the praise and all the glory. It's in Jesus' name we ask it. Amen.
Amen.
Now, I said, shall God do right? And He will. The problem's never been God. He gets the blame for everything that goes wrong. You know, when I was a young boy, Brother James at my house, we didn't go to church. We know about God. He got the blame for everything that went wrong. I never heard so much GD this, GD that. I didn't know no better. I got my mouth washed out with soap more than once. I didn't know no better. I thought that was the way it's supposed to be. We just blame God for everything. You know, the Bible talks about Job said he never charged God foolishly. Boy, he's quite a man. But we do. We blame God for this. We blame God for that. We shake our fist. You know, that earthquake in the Turkey and Syria. It's already up to 30,000. Really, they're saying it might even go over 50,000.
Wow.
And I've already seen posts and people said, why would God allow this?
Yeah.
See, God gets the blame for everything.
Yeah,
that's a quite a statement. Why would God allow that?
why in the world on fire right now with the judgment that's coming upon it? The long suffering of God.
That's right.
They waited in the days of Noah, Brother Mitchell.
That's right.
Waited 120 years while Noah built an ark.
Yeah.
Bible said that Noah moved with fear. By faith, Noah moved with fear to the preparing of the ark. Noah, he done been warned to God.
Yeah.
He might not have been much of a carpenter, I don't know, but I'll tell you one thing. We put up and visited that ark, that's a pretty big place, wouldn't it be?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got a picture. Me and Carolyn and
we love you,
Rita, Landon, Abby, we're inside that ark right there. They dumped up, but see, come here, Brother Eddie, we'll get a picture with you. Here's a big old thing. That's just the door. I don't know if you can see that on there or not. Can you see it, brother?
Yes, sir.
That's just the door. But we went up there, and that thing's big. I couldn't even get it all. I couldn't even get it all in the camera.
No.
I mean, even from a distance, you couldn't get it all in the camera. 120 years Noah was building that ark.
That's right.
Bible talks about the long suffering of God waited in the days of Noah.
Amen.
What's he waiting on? Waiting on Noah to get done with this wooden boat.
Yeah, right.
God told him to make it, Bonnie.
Yeah.
He made it just like God told him.
Yeah, he did.
He didn't go with the word of man. He didn't alter. You know, today we got quite a controversy over whether that's a word of God or not. I don't have one. I'll just tell you right now. If God couldn't put a Bible in my hand, he shouldn't call me to preach. Because Paul told Timothy, young preacher, said, preach the word, boy. Be instant in season, out of season. He said, reprove, rebuke, and exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. For the time will come, they'll not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust, shall they keep themselves, teachers having itching ears, and be turned from the truth to fables. That's what's going on today.
That's right.
Noah didn't have no problem at all with the word of God. Hey, he moved with fear, built that ark. I was talking to Donnie yesterday. I said, Donnie, for 120 years, God waited for Noah to get this ark done.
Right.
God told Noah, come in the ark.
Amen.
He went in the ark.
Bless.
James.
Bless.
God left the door open for 7 days.
Amen.
Noah's in the ark.
Yeah.
Hey, Noah, what you doing in that ark, boy? It's pretty nice. Hey, where's all that rain in those 7 days?
Yeah.
Right.
Boy, it's long suffering.
Yeah. Right.
Here Noah's in the ark because God told him to go in.
Mm-hmm.
He said, come down in the ark. I don't know how many there was in the Lutheran age, but they're all out there having a big time. You know, everybody wants to have a party now.
Yeah.
Let's have a party. Three or four people die, they don't care. Let's have a party. OD, you know, but here, 7 days, door's open. Noah's in the ark. Everybody's, hey, Noah! They're mocking. Bible said in Noah's day they were mockers and scoffing.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, Noah! Where's that water at, boy? How dry am I? I mean, they just having it. But I want you to know on that seventh day, when God shut that door, they's on the wrong side of the door. Those in that ark, Tammy, they stayed dry. Those on the outside drowned.
That's right.
Every single one of them.
Right.
They can act as dumb as they want. They can say all the manner of they want. I'm telling you, the fossil record proves it out. I've ordered a book. I heard about it on the radio about a man, a young man that was an atheist that went to college and had an atheist professor. And the atheist professor went so far over the top that he couldn't hardly take in some of the stuff he was saying. And somebody told him a book called Evidence That Demands a Verdict. Oh, Brother Eddie, I might be lazy when it comes to reading.
Amen.
I have ordered this book. I'm going to read it. That young man got saved. Hey, he went and confronted that professor in that college.
Yeah.
And it rocked his boat. Amen.
Hey.
There is evidence. And the man's a verdict when it comes to creation.
Yeah,
the fossil record will stand up to the greatest scrutiny.
Right. Yes, it will.
Amen.
I'm telling you right now, we got plenty of evidence.
Yeah.
I can't wait to get that book, Sister Bonnie.
Oh, yeah.
I've done heard a little bit about it.
talks about the earth spinning something like 60,000 miles an hour. Hear about it rotating around the sun at a certain speed. I couldn't even get there. Me and Donnie was out there just a minute ago, we saw a drone fly over, and I thought, by God, Donnie, we got another one that's going to come through. I'm telling you, buddy, this is a day of a lot of uncertainty today.
Yes, that's right.
I got one thing certain. My name's in the book.
Amen.
Fellas, my sin and the blood.
Yeah,
I mean, that number's going out one of these days.
Yeah.
Hey, there might have been a bunch of dummies outside the ark, but glory to God, ain't had enough sense to go in the ark. And when the door's shut, they's on the right side of the door. I'm going to be on the right side when the door shuts.
Amen.
I'm still indicted by them 10 virgins, 5 wives. 5 foolish.
Mm-hmm.
5 had oil in their lamps.
Mm-hmm.
5 didn't have, there wasn't no big deal that a bridegroom showed up.
Right.
They panicked.
Yeah.
They said, give us some of your oil. They said, we can give you our oil. It's ours. We got to have it.
Mm-hmm.
They went to try to buy some.
Yeah.
That's about like the world trying to figure out some way to get around God.
Yeah.
Instead of going to God and saying, I ain't got no oil. Can you give me some oil? They went to the world.
Yeah, that's right.
The world didn't give them none, brother.
That's right.
That door shut, Sharon.
Yeah. Yeah.
They beat on that door and said, open to us. And on the other side of that door, he said, I know you not.
Oh.
I'm glad he knows me.
Yeah.
The Bible says the foundation of God standeth sure. I think it's 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 19. The Lord knoweth them that are his. He knows me. I'm not my own. I've been bought with a price. I'm telling you, he's coming after his. Amen. Oh my.
Yes, Lord.
The problem's never been with God, Brother Ed.
No.
He's always made provision for us.
Yeah.
Abraham didn't have a ram, but he had enough sense to see God provide himself a ram.
Uh-huh.
He's going up Mount Moriah with his son Isaac. He's in complete obedience to God, but he said God's still going to take care of him.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of like a little Maverick. God took care of him in a way we wasn't thinking. God just said, I just seen have him up here. If y'all have him down there, we'll catch up to him. And when we get down, he'll say, God took him. He took me on home. And the reason being, it would have been so hard to stay here and sovereign as long as I had to say. I'm telling you, buddy, God knows what he's doing. God, yeah, we'll know him as we're known. We'll say, little Maverick, we prayed for you.
Yeah.
We cried tears for you. He said, don't cry for me. He said, I've never been better than I am right now.
Yeah.
Woo! Oh, it's a mess down here. It's a man-made mess.
Yes, man.
But the problem's never been God.
Nope.
He said, all the day long I stretched out my hand.
Yeah.
Man said, I don't need your help. Oh, my. God will always do right, Sister Bonnie.
Right.
He always tries to help.
Amen.
Bible says, it's of the Lord's mercies that we're not consumed. In Lamentations chapter 3, verse 22, I say amen to that.
Amen.
I mean, I deserved hell and I got heaven. And the reason I got heaven was because of the Lord's mercies.
That's right.
Bible says God is light and in him is no darkness at all. 1 John chapter 1 verse 5. But it says men love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil. In John chapter 3 verse 19. Everyone that doeth evil hateth the light. John chapter 3 verse 20. I say amen again. You know they're killing Christians today. Missionaries burning churches. God just sends more. They just kill more. World just can't receive the message. The message is God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. They don't like the message. They want to be like Frank Sinatra. They want to do it their way, but it's God's way or the highway. I'm telling you, eight souls will, and everybody else died because they wanted their way instead of God's way. It's the true and the same today. I remember hearing about an infidel named I can't spell his name, at a furniture store. It's on the tip of my tongue. Could have said it till I opened my mouth. But this guy was raised, he's an infidel. I'll spit his name out here in a minute. He married a Christian woman. Ethan Allen. Thank you, Lord. Ethan Allen. Married a Christian woman. Everything fine. Unequally yoked together. And they had a little baby. Little baby girl. That good Christian woman, she took that little baby. That little baby went to church before she ever even born. She went to church 9 months before she ever even come to this world.
Yeah.
That good Christian mother, she took that little baby to church with her. Everything's fine with her. That little girl got up at about that age, you know, when you ain't got no sense. You're in between a child and an adult. I call it adolescence. I call it ignorance. Ethan, he'd go into the bars every Sunday like people. Super Bowl Sunday, he's going to do his thing. She goes to the house of God every Sunday. All of a sudden, this little girl said, "Mama, I don't want to go to church today." Her father, her dad, he said, "That's right, and she don't have to." And that heartbroken mother went to church that day without her daughter, without her husband. And that atheist father, Ethan Allen, took his little girl. And they went to the bars. Everything was fun for a little while. And that little girl come down sick. Ethan, he's well off. He's got money. You know, the Bible says how hard it is for rich people to get saved. Yeah. How hard it is for their kingdom. They got money. They got means. You know, they don't think about God a whole lot because they got everything they need. But all of a sudden now, they got sick daughters, so they call the doctor. Don't worry about how much we got money.
Thank you.
He said, "It ain't about money. She's going to die." Mm. He said, "If you got anything to say, you've got just a little time to say it. And I'd say hurry." And they went in there by the bedside of this little girl. Said, "Well," they're both bawling their eyes out. They said, "Honey, we love you. Is there anything we can do?" And the little girl looked up, fellas. She said, "Yeah, there's one thing. There's one thing you can do." She looked up at her daddy and she said, "Daddy, you've always told me there is no God. There's no sense of going to church, nothing to it. Mama's always said there is a God. Mama's always went to church and honored God." She said, "Daddy, I'm dying." She said, "All I need to know is, do I need to take your way or do I need to take Mama's way?" All of a sudden, Ethan Allen, boy, he got it together. I mean, all of a sudden, he wasn't struggling no more. I mean, buddy, brokenhearted, he fell down, whacking, sobbing, "Take Mama's way! Take Mama's way! I take Mama's way!"
Yeah.
Never got an answer.
Amen.
You know what? That world that sat outside that ark, that wanted it their way, wasn't about to get in God's provision.
No, that's right.
God didn't make Noah go in that ark.
No.
Brother Eddie said, "Come down to the ark."
Yeah.
Jesus said, John chapter 5, verse 40, he said, "You will not come to me that you may have life."
Yeah.
He didn't make him go in that ark.
No,
he didn't.
He left that door open 7 days, Sybil. Mm-hmm. They sat out there, made fun of God, made fun of Noah, made fun of that boat.
Yeah.
But buddy, when that door shut, I'm telling you, the thoughts and decision time was over. Judgment, just like right here. Abraham said, "Shall not the judge of all the earth do it?" He'll do right every time.
Right.
Problem wasn't with God. There wasn't 50 righteous there, Donnie.
Right.
There wasn't 10 righteous there.
Right.
Abraham, like you and me, he thought, surely God, Lot's 1, 2, 3, the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
But you got Lot, Miss Lot, two daughters that made it out, two sons-in-laws. Them two daughters never been married. So there's four more.
Yeah.
Lot, Miss Lot, two daughters, two son-in-laws, two daughter-in-laws. That's seven right there.
Right.
I don't know how many more they had. But I'll tell you right now, Abraham could have went down to two.
Yeah. God would have spared it. It wasn't God that stopped. It was Abraham that stopped.
Yeah.
Abraham stopped it, Tina.
Yeah.
That's our pitiful mind. We think, God, there's 10. I'm telling you, buddy, the Bible said, brother, the way it leads to destruction. And many there be that go in thereat, and there is a way that leads to life, and few there be that find it. I'm telling you, buddy. Men love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil. Oh my, they're killing Christians today. You know, God gives the account of His creation in Genesis chapter number 1. And in Genesis chapter 2, He gives a generation of His creation. Starting in verse 4. Down through verse 7. And God said there was no man to till the ground. God made man out of the dust of the ground and put him in the garden to keep it in verse number 15. And the Lord only gave him one commandment, Brother Donnie. In that great utopia. You know these people down here get all this money. That, right. You know, I don't know. There's so many billionaires down here. But you know the first thing they do, Bonnie, is that they try to find them some place and make them a garden. A utopia. Something that caters to their every whim. Adam was in a utopia. He didn't have need of nothing. I mean, every tree that was good for food was in that garden. He didn't have to go to Halton. I've got to go to Rulers when we get out of church today and get some milk and some eggs. Granddaughter made a bunch of cakes yesterday just to make a lollipop with some icing on it. She devoured all the eggs and the milk in the house. Now, all this mess, there's cake pans everywhere. Just to make a little round ball on a stick with icing on it.
Cake balls.
Yeah, cake balls, what it is. Yeah. Mess, all this mess there was. I'm not complaining. The Bible said a dirty stall and ox there, what's better than a clean stall and no ox? I ain't complaining.
Right.
Adam had it made. God's put him in this utopia, Brother Mitchell. Gave him one command. One.
Yeah.
Here, man is, got it made. Just that one commandment, he broke it. It didn't take him no time to break it.
Right.
The next chapter tells us about Adam. I think it's verse number 6. He broke that commandment. I'm telling you, buddy. And not only did he break that commandment, but the Bible said by breaking that commandment, sin entered into the world and death by sin. Romans chapter 5, verse 12. And we've been going to the cemeteries ever since.
Yep, that's right.
Amen.
Next chapter, Genesis chapter 4, you got Cain kills his brother Abel. What? Why did he kill him? It tells us. It tells you why he killed him.
Yeah.
He said his works were evil and his brothers were righteous. 1 John chapter 3, verse 12. See, men love darkness rather than light. They don't want you to do right, and they don't want to do right themselves. But God wants us to do right. God wants us to live before Him in the beauty of holiness, to live righteous, godly, and sober in this present world. I'm talking about if you got God, you got everything you need to live right, and we need to live right. Amen.
Amen.
And next verse, John chapter 1 John chapter 3, verse 12, next verse, verse 13, says, marvel not that the world hates you. They hate you.
Right.
They don't want you to live right. They hate you for trying to live right. They hate you for doing what they need to do because they need to see you living right. Also in Genesis chapter 4, you got a man here, verse 23, named Lamech, and he's killed two men to his own wounding and to his own hurt. Brother Ed, that reminds me, I was watching one of them Trump rallies.
Yeah.
Had a pretty good sized old boy there. One of them little punk, Antifa punks, you know. Sent up behind him, hit him with a club. And he turned around and grabbed that boy and drove him over to a ditch. And he pounded on his head, his feet flying up, him screaming bloody murder. But he bit off more than he could chew.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, he hit that boy pretty good with that club. But when that guy got done with him, like Lamech here, he said, I killed two to my own wound and to my own hurt. He should have left that boy alone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
He picked the wrong one. I like that, seeing that. That boy screaming bloody murder. Mama, help me! Like that boy beat up with them policemen. Mama!
Yeah.
I'm just telling you, boy.
Amen.
Chapter 5, you got Enoch walking with God.
Yeah.
And he was not, because God took him. That's about what we're at. We're walking with God right now.
Yeah.
Amen. Genesis 5:24. Why did God take him? Because he's fixing to destroy mankind upon the earth.
That's right.
Genesis 6:7.
Right.
We're getting ready to get out. Yeah. I can't wait to get out, Bonnie. Yeah. I'm looking forward to get out. Hallelujah. I've done heard about this place. I've yet to see it, but I've done heard about it. And even what I've heard, I know the house ain't been told, amen.
Yeah.
But I'm looking forward to getting where I'm going, amen, Sister Carolyn.
Amen.
I'm telling you, when I get to where I'm going, glory to God.
Amen.
God's took him out because he's bringing judgment on the world.
Yeah.
Right. Genesis chapter 6, verse 5 through 6, it says God repented that he made man upon the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. The problem has never been God. I'm just trying to tell you, man blames God, but it's man that's making the problems that he's blaming God for. Amen. I never seen that like it. The Bible says God saw the wickedness of man, that the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. I tell you, it's what's going on today. Just evil continually. They're trying right now, trying to make gender neutral pronouns to describe God.
Right.
Now, I'm just telling you, you're going to pick on somebody other than God.
That's right.
Now, you're talking about bringing judgment. The world thinks they can make, lie to God. The Bible talks about it's a fearful thing falling in the hands of the living God. Paul said, knowing therefore that they're of the Lord, and our gods are consuming fire, and they're making gender neutral pronouns to describe God. That's blasphemy.
Right.
They will be judged with judgment, and it'll be quick. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 29, verse 1, he that being often reproved, hardeneth his neck, shall suddenly be destroyed. That without remedy, I'm telling you, count on that. You bank on that. I'm telling you, they may do a lot of things down here, but they better leave God out of it. I'm telling you, that's territory. They'd be better off to leave alone. Amen.
Amen.
But I'm just telling you today, problem's never been God. Never. Man's blamed God for everything.
That's right.
And God's the only reason man has opportunity to have controversy against God. God's grace, God's mercy, God's compassion on mankind. But I'm telling you, he ain't going to put up with man forever.
No.
There's a day coming when God's going to judge this world by Jesus Christ. And boy, is it going to be a judgment too. God will do right, even in judgment. Amen. Same God that gave Jezebel space to repent, he'll do right. Same God, I'm telling you, he left those 7 days with the door open on the finished ark. He'll do right. He'll do right. Bible says today, if you hear his voice, harden not your heart. Says today, not tomorrow, is the day of salvation.
Right.
You may be out there listening to Brother Eddie this morning. You've been spinning your wheels. I'm telling you, you better get to God while you still can. Don't let the sun go down. You might wake up in the morning like the man in Luke chapter 12, verse 20. Got a wake up call. God said, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Oh, I'm glad, praise God. I might be a fool, but I'm a fool for Christ.
Amen.
The world calls me a fool, but I'm precious in His sight. Amen.
Amen.
I'm telling you, I took Him at His word. I received His mercy. I received His salvation. I've been reading on His word. I love Him. I'm looking forward to meeting Him. And when we meet, I believe He's going to say, well done, Eddie. You've done pretty good, buddy.
Amen.
Father, we thank You for this message this morning. Lord, we're just a pitiful messenger boy. Lord, we delivered this message the best we could as You delivered it to us. Now, I do believe, Lord, it found good ground.
Yeah.
I do believe there's some people out there this morning that are taking a second thought at Calvary. Yeah. Lord, they're weighing the options, Lord, of what it'd be like to die in their sins and have to pay that terrible cost in an eternity in the flames of hell. Lord, we pray for them, dear God. Lord, they repent while they have opportunity. And sweet Jesus, your blessed will be done. And all these things we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Ask everybody to stand. Get Sister Carolyn, Sister Sharon, if they want to, sing one verse. Just as I am, or anything you want to sing, I don't care.
That's the one I had.
All right. I think it's number 123. Just as I am, without one plea.
That's right.
I didn't have a plea one.